Although its sixth season has yet to be publicly announced, the television series Shorzy appears to have retained its home base at the Capriel Community Center and Arena. During Monday's planning committee meeting of City Council, the city's elected officials were unanimous in allowing New Metric Media to lease one of the Capriel Arena's two pads and associated rooms for another 3 years for use as a film studio. The company was first granted a three-year lease in 2022 to film such television series as Letterkenny and its hockey-centric spin-off, Shorzy. Featuring foul-mouthed hockey players who play for the fictional Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs, Shorzy's fourth season was released earlier this year. A fifth season was filmed earlier this year but has not yet been released. Meanwhile, the 12th and final season of Letterkenny was released on Crave in late 2023. During Monday's meeting, New Metric Media executive producer Kara Halfledson spoke briefly in support of extending the company's arena pad lease by 3 years. By Halfledson's estimation, New Metric Media's productions spent $8 million in Northern Ontario this year alone. Sudbury's exposure, from the US to Australia to the UK, with Sudbury being played as Sudbury in Shorzy, is an incredible boost to Sudbury and to tourism, she said. I hope we extend the lease so we can continue to do this for a few years. Representing the community on City Council, Ward 7 Caun. Natalie Labbe echoed Halfledson's sentiment that Shorzy puts Sudbury on the map. In conversation with Sudbury.com following Monday's meeting, Labbe said that during past travels to the United States, people have picked up on her accent and asked about both Shorzy and Letterkenny. It's great for tourism, it's great for the film industry, she said, adding that the city's positive relationships with the people behind Letterkenny and Shorzy is likely to create positive word of mouth. Shorzy is both filmed and set in Sudbury, with Nickel City references sprinkled throughout. Sudbury Blueberry Bulldog members are seen eating at Pepe Panini, hanging out at the Colson, the Doghouse Sports Bar, Caruso Club and the Grand, and playing games at the Sudbury Community Arena. The show has a North Bay twist, too. A 22-year-old North Bay actor is in the popular Northern Ontario hockey-based series. North Bay native Burke Casaubon plays the role of Corey, a high school hockey player who constantly argues and insults the lead character, Shorzy, played by Jared Kiso. See related. Local Shorzy actor reflects on NHL Alumni Classic Tour. Earlier this year, the Sudbury Five noted on Instagram that scenes from the series' fifth season were being filmed during warm-ups at their March 23 game. During Monday's meeting, Capriel Minor Hockey Association representatives Jonathan Tulloch and Sarah Gaskin asked the city to invest more in the Capriel Arena. Their goal is for the Capriel Arena to one day become a double-pad deal again, and they urged New Metric Media to support the city in paying for upgrades. Pad number 1 was closed early in the pandemic, which shifted all ice use to pad number 2. Nothing in the analysis by city staff and their reports to City Council point to pad number 1 reopening for public use as an ice surface, Labbe told Sudbury.com. The long-delayed Hanmer Twin Pad, for example, calls for 4 ice pads to close in conjunction with its opening, including the Raymond Plourde Arena, Centennial Arena, Capriel Pad No. 1 and 1 additional as yet undetermined pad. Even so, Labbe said that any decisions regarding Capriel Pad number 1 will be off the table for at least another 3 years due to the film studio lease extension. The lease has allowed the otherwise vacant space to help bring in municipal revenue which has been spent on city infrastructure, Labbe said, including Capriel Pad number 2 and the balance of publicly available space in the building. When the film studio lease expires, Labbe said that alternate public uses for the space will need to be investigated. Capriel Pad number 1 isn't the only shuttered municipal arena being used as a film studio. A long-closed arena in New Sudbury has been leased to Northern Ontario Film Studios for the past several years. Last year, a crew headed by director, writer, producer Benjamin Paquette filmed the movie Ripping Off Othello, in post-production as of April, using the old Falconbridge Arena as studio space. Although the Planning Committee of City Council was unanimous in approving the 3-year lease extension on Monday, their decision still needs to be ratified by City Council as a whole on Tuesday. The public portion of Tuesday's City Council meeting is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. and can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. The Capriel Pad No. 1 lease will only come up for discussion on Tuesday in the event a City Council member flags it. Otherwise, the 3-year extension will be ratified when they vote on whether to approve the item titled, Matters Arising from the Planning Committee Meeting of July 14, 2025, which is 10.1.1 on the meeting's agenda. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and Political Affairs for Sudbury.com.